everyone, and welcome back to another episode. I have a really special guest with me, Safran Ransom. Welcome to the Finding Revival podcast.
Hello.
I'm so happy you're here.
Me
I'm
too.
So excited about this. I've been looking forward to this for months.
Months?
This is awesome. I was talking to someone, I think it was Vernon maybe, and he was like, you should do Safran. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I should. I'm like, I should. You have the coolest story. I feel like every time me and Amaya were talking about this yesterday, we were like, we all want to be Safran when we're older.
That's so sweet.
In the bus, with all your friends and stuff, that's the dream. So let's start off with talking about, who are you currently traveling with?
I'm currently traveling with my partner, Brett.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
He's been living in the bus since January of this year.
Oh my gosh, exciting.
And we always have people coming and going.
Yeah.
We don't like it when the bus is quiet.
Yeah.
So there's always someone that. With us.
Yeah. That's awesome. So currently at this event, how many people do you have in there? Quite a few, I feel like.
Counting me and Brett, we have 5.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. And how big is your bus?
My bus is 38 feet.
Okay. Awesome. So that's a good amount of room. What are sleeping arrangements, layouts, how are you doing with
so
that?
So it's not entirely done. We mm-hmm. have a full bed all the way in the back, and then we have 2 7-foot benches.
Awesome.
And then we normally always have a crash pad on board for someone else, and
Okay, so do you often travel with your family? Because I know you're Mom is here somewhere,
I yes
think? Yes. Okay.
Last year I did some solo traveling, I went from coast to coast in Florida.
Awesome.
I went all the way up to Ohio by myself for the first time.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I went to UP with a bunch of kids without an adult for the first time.
Yeah.
And that was really scary and fun at the same time.
It sounds really scary, but that's amazing.
But since October, I've been with my siblings and whatnot.
Okay. That's really nice. Do you like having the 2 buses and traveling alongside? Or is it kind of hectic almost?
There are some hectic days where one bus is ready to get moving and the other bus is no, we're going to leave in 5 hours. And it's
Gotcha. Makes total sense. Okay. So let's kind of go back to, starting this nomadic lifestyle from the very beginning. What pulled you to do that? Or I guess your family, I should say.
It was mostly my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been jumping around since Astrid was born, mm-hmm. which has been 12 years.
Okay.
And we were living with some friends, and he was talking about a bus for years and was like, you know what, we're going to buy one. And we were originally in a 4-window bus.
Okay.
And a camper.
Very nice.
And we did that for a year and we all hated it and got a bigger bus and we're like, we loved it and
yeah,
have no plans on settling down anytime soon.
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay, so when did you get your bus?
Ooh. I got my bus last January.
Okay.
So I've been in it for a year now.
That's exciting. Okay. So you got your bus, and then you converted it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amazing. Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
60% of the way done.
Yeah. I like that, though, because I feel you said, you have people in and out, so you can, you always have helping hands.
Yes.
And stuff, which is very nice, I'm sure. Okay, so you buy the bus, you rebuild the bus. What was, your first, maiden voyage? You're taking it out. Do you remember what your first trip was?
Orlando.
Okay.
I came from Sebring, Florida and drove to Orlando and I picked up Brett from the airport and dropped my dad off at the airport.
Okay.
And we did all sorts of cheesy attractions in Orlando and we went from Tampa to Daytona in the span of a day.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So we really I just putzed around Florida.
Yeah.
For 3 months and was like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's amazing. What made you I don't know. I guess was it driving the bus, because you drive yourself, right? Mm. Driving a bus, like, how do you, like, get your mindset to be able to do that? Because that, just the thought of it freaks me out a little bit. So I'm curious.
I have driven a bus more than I've driven a car.
Okay.
So I got my license when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I drove a car for 2 days and then went to Florida and moved out. And I was kind of like, I just have to learn as I go.
Yep.
I've not hit in anything major yet.
Okay, very good.
Only curves.
That's awesome. What model is your bus? I meant to ask and I totally forgot.
It is a Thompson Freightliner 05.
Very nice.
A C7 engine in it. This sounds really sad, but I'm older than my buses. Which you don't, like, talk to a lot of people about.
Yeah.
Like, the bus is normally older, and it's like, oh, that sounds
that's
sad.
That's a fun fact, though. I would have had no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, ours is, it confuses the crowd of people, because ours is a Bluebird, but then it says International on the front, and everyone's like, what? And we're like, we had it, it's an engine, the hood, you know, yeah.
Right.
Confuses everyone, though. How did you find your bus?
So my dad actually found it. We were going back and forth on, like, if I wanted a big one or if I wanted, like, a smaller one. And we went to this school district that was, like, if you give us like, a couple $100 and just take it.
Yeah.
So it was, like, genuinely a working bus up until, like, 2023.
Okay.
So it was a newer model. You know, it's been well-maintained.
Yeah. Okay. So you chose a big bus over a short bus.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have, since the very beginning, intentions of hosting and all of that?
No. Yeah. I thought I was going to be, like, a solo traveler, like, since I was young.
Yeah.
And then Brett came into the picture, and my, I guess, like, personal circle has widened mm-hmm. in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, it happened organically in the greatest way possible.
Yeah.
So, really grateful for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. If you don't mind me asking, like, when did he come in the picture? At what point was that?
We've known Brett's family since I was 8.
Oh my gosh.
So we grew up together, and then actually he came down here with his family, and we were like, me and my siblings were constantly like, you should come to Swarm, you should come to Swarm,
yeah.
It's so great. And we finally convinced him to come with us. So we have this, like, brand new Sticks and Brick kid who has
awesome.
No idea what, like, a schoolie community is.
Yeah.
And it just started from there.
Yeah. That's so cool. Let's talk a minute on, like, community. So when would you say you first entered this community we have going on?
2022.
Okay.
We were on the road for, like, 2 years before we came to any event. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of thought we were, like, the only ones in a bus.
Yep.
Like, we thought we were, like, we only saw that on YouTube.
Exactly.
And then my mom found this by mistake. And then, like, we were here first day and we met, like, Cameron.
Yeah.
And we've been tight with them ever since.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, you think you're the only one, and then you're like, there are literally, like, over 20 teenagers.
Yes.
Like, it's wild. We went to the UP, and we were in Copper Harbor, and, like, had no idea. And we were there for, like, weeks and weeks. And then I think it was, do you know Annette, Beautiful Strength Bus?
Yes.
Yes, she was like, why are you guys, like, not at UP? We ran into them somewhere, and we were like, what's UP? And then the next year we came back, and... Yeah, there
That's
was,
amazing.
Like, this incredible community, and I was, like, didn't know it existed at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, you see these, like, conversion videos and the stuff on YouTube.
Right.
But you're like, where are these people, though?
Yeah.
And what do you think your longest trek in your bus was? Did you mention that already?
Ooh. I would have to say I did Florida to Ohio.
Okay.
And then 3 months later, we went from basically Cleveland to the Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
And I think we were in Michigan for close to a month before I went back to Ohio.
Dang, yeah. That's quite a long drive, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could list off so many things, but I want to hear your favorite parts of this community lifestyle, all of that.
I would have to say that things fall into place where you least expect it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you get to, like, find so many cool little knickknacks hidden all over where you would never think to go or do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to Daytona area and put in a Cracker Barrel, and it turns out it was the Cracker Barrel right in front of, like, the International Raceway, and I was like, I wasn't intending that. That was really cool, and just sat on top of the bus watching race cars, and I'm like, that part to me is amazing. Like,
yes, absolutely. How it
organically happens, and you're like, I would never saw this, you know, from this Cracker Barrel parking lot if I was, you know, sitting at home.
Yeah, that is, I feel like that's such a good example of what happens, like, almost daily with this lifestyle. Yeah. Like, yeah, I absolutely agree. Things just, like you said, they fall into place in the weirdest ways, almost. Like, yes. When you least expect it. Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Totally didn't ask. Okay.
Lake County area. So, basically, yeah. Like, Cleveland.
Okay, gotcha. Awesome. What was your, like, so this is pre-nomadic life. Were you guys always traveling before? Like, was that kind of your upbringing to it?
No. My dad was just kind of, like, wanting to get away from the system. So, yeah. You know, we bought a business. We jumped around, you know, while we were owning the business. And we lived in, like, trailer parks. And we had a camper that we would take out on the weekends. And then we ended up living with some friends of ours for about a year, and we were like, this isn't for us. We can't sit still.
Yep.
We just need to move and, you know, not be held down by anything.
Yeah. I could not agree more. I would go full time in a heartbeat, and I'm hoping that's in the future for us, or at least for me, but yeah, for sure. I 100% agree. So, this community, what do you do for income? Like, how do you keep yourself?
Oh, boy. So, originally it was, you know, honey, and mm-hmm. we would do, like, work for people. And now that I'm by myself, like, last summer, I was parked in Ohio for a good couple months, and I got, like, an actual job.
Okay.
This is one thing that I'm currently working on, of finding income.
Yeah.
Like, I love the idea of seasonal jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I've done that in the past, and I've enjoyed it. You know, you have, like, a start date, and you have an end date. You're not mm-hmm. tied somewhere for too long.
Yeah.
So, that's currently all up in the air.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, unless you're doing, like, social media, it's really hard.
Right.
Like, absolutely. Okay, let's hear about the honey business with your family. I'd love to hear about how that came to be, how it works.
So it started before I was born.
Okay.
My dad was not about refined sugar.
Yeah.
And was like, we're gonna raise the kids all, like, foo-foo organically.
Mm-hmm.
And we were raised on honey. And then he turned it into, like, a hobby from a business.
Okay.
And we basically, instead of snowbirds, we had snow bees. And we moved them, you know, we moved them from Florida all over the place. And we've just kind of took it from there, and it blossomed into one thing. You know, did a lot of markets, a lot of flea markets, you know, and that, you know, would get us from one place to another. We've actually had people pull us over on the highway.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know,
really?
It's written on the bus, but we were, like, never intending that.
Yeah.
There's this one time a cop pulled us over, like, lights and everything, and we were like, oh man. And he was like, you know, how much for the honey? And we were like, what?
You're like, excuse me? Say it again.
Right, like, we didn't do anything wrong. You just want honey. Okay.
Yeah. That is such a funny story. What do you think is in the future for that? Like, if you could pick kind of, like, I don't know, like, what do you think is in the future for you? For, like, jobs or a place to maybe, I don't know, destinations?
I'm currently starting to study environmental science.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to get into that a little bit. I'm really interested in doing like fire watching. Like, I'm all about nature.
Yeah.
So I want to do some form of job like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about teaching kids. I've thought of all kinds of things.
Yeah.
My end goal would like to have like at least 2 sources of income. Like, yeah. If I get bored of one or the other, I would have something to fall back onto.
Yes. Very good idea.
I do work on a lot of like patchwork stuff, so like I like to sew. I've awesome. Had so like sold some stuff here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to get more into that, like custom make things for people.
Yeah. I love that idea. So you said you never see yourself settling, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think, like, do you have any places that you're like, I really want to go there in the near future? Or like, ooh, any type of plans like that?
Overseas. I really, really want to go overseas.
Yeah, me too.
Like, France, you know, Italy, I would love to see New Zealand.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
New Zealand is just so pretty to me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, like, one place I would go.
Yeah, that is awesome. So, what has been some of your favorite, this is such a hard question, but what have been, like, your favorite places you've been to?
Oh, boy. I would, Michigan, wholeheartedly.
Me too.
Like,
me too.
The Upper Peninsula was absolutely gorgeous. I love how just society wasn't really there.
Yes, yeah. It's a very hidden gem. Like, I feel like no one talks about it. And then I'm like, this is one of my favorite places that we've ever been to.
Probably another one would be, like, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That one, I think I've seen the most wildlife in New Hampshire. We were in a campground, and there was just this black bear, you know, just chilling.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And, I mean, moose signs everywhere, and there was, like, a 360 degree of just mountains, and, you know, the Milky Way was out every night.
Yes, I really like New Hampshire. We stayed at this, I don't know if you've ever done a Harvest Host, but it's, like, essentially, it's, like, a boondocking spot, and it's all on, like, an app, and they host you, and we went to one at some point, and it was at this guy's, like, it was, like, a maple syrup place. Like, he made maple syrup, and he was, like, telling us all about it, and it's this random, like, old guy, and he was the sweetest person and, like, hosted us, and that was in New Hampshire.
That's amazing.
And I just, yeah, you find so many random people like that just end up being the coolest people. What is your favorite part about this community, or, like, what are your biggest values about it?
There's always someone you can call.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, like, if you're in trouble, like, bus-wise, or you're just in an area and need someone to hang out with, like, everyone values everyone's company.
Yeah.
You know, and cherishes, like, each other's families, which I think is amazing, and you don't find that in a lot of communities.
Absolutely.
You know, it's in a such way that you have to be so straightforward in this lifestyle, which, mm-hmm. you know, you're just pure to everyone.
Yes. Yeah. You really do, and you find those people faster almost in this lifestyle. Like, you spend so much time with them. I feel like at these events, you quickly figure out the people who are just genuine, want to better you kind of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you, yeah, like I said, you find those very fast. So, yeah, that's amazing. Do you have any advice, I guess, that you would give to other people who want to do solo travel? Because you did solo travel for a little bit there, right? Okay.
Ooh. Find a hobby.
Yes.
Find a hobby, and music and podcasts and audiobooks is going to become your best friend. Because, I don't know, if you don't keeping yourself occupied, you get bored really easily.
Yeah.
And then that boredness turns into, like, feeling lonely and sad. And mm-hmm. no one wants to do that.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Find a hobby. Find, you know, I like hiking. So always find, like, a park or, you know, somewhere to just chill for a day and be outside, read a book or something. That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. Did you ever at any point feel almost, like, nervous about being by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird people.
And I feel like a bus attracts so many. I'm like, don't come talk to me about our bus. Like,
yeah,
don't knock on the door when I'm by myself. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, no. There's been so many times where people have just, like, whipped open that door and just been like, hey, how's it going? And it's like, hey. Like,
this is my house, dude.
Right. You know, or, you know, as a female solo traveler, sometimes just, you know.
It adds another layer
right.
of, like, caution.
Go out busy. Like, when it's busy, like, during the day, don't. Keep your foot traffic at a minimum when it gets dark.
Yeah.
That would be, like, that was one thing I really was, like, if I'm gonna do running around or, you know, be outside, it was definitely, you know, during the daytime.
Okay.
Get a dog.
I was gonna ask, yeah, because that helped us a lot, for sure.
I had a dog. We had him for, I had him for 3 months, and he just wasn't the right fit. Even though, like, I fell in love with him.
Yeah.
He was just not about bus life. And I was like, all right, man, you know.
Yeah.
You have a better home to go to. So I'm on the outlook for a dog.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. We have our dog and she sounds big and scary, which is good. She is not big and scary, but she just, yeah. She is very anxious and hates the bus with all her heart, so we're trying to figure out how to make it a little easier on her, because she just, the driving, like, we drove from Nebraska to Florida in 2.5 days, and she did not enjoy that, so we kind of figured it out, but even when we were on the road for about 4 months, she's just never got used to it.
It was one thing when I was, you know, with my family, we got our bus dog Tank.
Nice.
And
yeah.
The amount of times he's jumped in so many, like, random people's cars and be like, okay, where are we going?
Yep, let's go.
You know, but the second that bus turns on, he's, like, up and in there and sitting on the couch and is like, okay, I'm ready to go.
That is awesome.
And I thought, that's like, awesome. Oh, every dog's gonna be like this. And I've seen that it's not. And it's like, oh, man. My family just got lucky with that one.
Yep.
Where's my super cool bus dog?
You know, seriously. Like, maybe we just need to get, like, a small dog that we can, like, put somewhere.
Right.
Because she just tries to run everywhere. And we have a front engine, so it's not better because it's so loud.
Right.
And all of that. But, yes, getting a dog, for sure. That's a really good idea. So, let's talk about some hobbies you had on the road. Like, that you found. You mentioned sewing.
I do a lot of patchwork. I've been getting into lots of hiking. I'm really about living off the land. So, you know, finding, you know, natural plants that live in this area and what can you do with it. That's a good question. Music. I'm learning, hopefully learning, like, 3 instruments this year.
Okay, I want to hear all about that, because that is super awesome.
So I did have a guitar when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be picking that back up. Before, like, getting onto the road, I was really into drums.
Nice.
And now I have a banjo.
Okay, I actually love banjo. Like, I am, like, all the stringed instruments I want to try.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's an odd ball of, you know, grouped instruments, but it's like, you know what, we're gonna roll with it, why not?
Yeah, why not? Exactly. Okay, so circling back to advice you'd have, you mentioned that, like, solo traveling or even just traveling in general, I think, can be kind of lonely. Do you have any, like, how did you cope with that? Like, do you have any tips for that?
Oh, my mom's side is really tiny, and they actually, you know, descended from caravans or, you know, were carny people.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we came about, you know, that side really settled down.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always, like, sending pictures and, you know, being like, hey, we're here, or, you know, just want to let you know we're over here, and it's, you know, not that great, but yeah. It looks pretty, but it's not that great.
Yeah.
You know, like, my grandma was always like, you know, that's amazing. I'm glad you guys are doing that. But, you know, not everyone has family they can fall back on like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to talk about my dad's side, was a whole different story.
I want to hear whatever you're comfy with.
That one, my grandma on my dad's side straight up thought, you know, my parents were taking her grandkids away. Yeah. And we were never going to see them. And we were going to turn into all dirty hippies who do drugs.
I was going to ask, like, I feel like everyone has a story on, like, someone being like, you're doing what? Like, why would you want to do that? Like, yeah. So I want to hear all about that.
It's been a learning process for both sides. Like, how do we convey that we're just living normal?
Yeah.
But not in a house, or, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have a traditional job, or we're not, you know, going to school every day.
Yeah.
Like, they still, like, my grandpa, like, is getting on the idea of being able to move wherever you want. Like, he is warmed up to it.
Okay.
But, you know, good. The rest of it, they're like, oh, why don't you just sleep at our house? And it's like, well, our home is parked in your driveway. Yeah. Like, we feel more comfortable sleeping in your driveway than inside your house. And they just, like, I understand how some people don't understand.
Yeah.
But, like, the, like, far-fetched concept that we're all gonna, like, never shower and do drugs is just, like,
it's not what happens. Right? No, it really isn't. Yeah. And even just, like, it's, I feel like some of that, too, comes from people being too scared to do the thing. And so they're like, I'm going to scare you out of it, almost. Right. I had a lot of people say that, for sure.
Yeah, that one was an interesting one. Like, we've never, like, none of my siblings have been public school.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
I was going to ask about that. So were you homeschooled your whole life?
My entire life.
Okay.
We've done, like, homeschool, like, co-oping.
Yeah, we have too.
But, you know, my parents just, like, ditched that idea and was like, you know what, we're just, hey, we're going to go to this park. Or, you know, we're going to this museum and we're going to read every single sign.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, you have to give us, like, a report about what was your favorite sign and why.
We, for so long, it was those Junior Ranger things. My goodness. So many. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's like a little book that you, like, write.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so fun fact. I've never been to a national park before.
Interesting. Interesting.
But I know what you're talking about. We've done that with, like, state parks.
Yeah.
And I've also never been past the Mississippi River.
Interesting.
So
okay.
It sounds really sad. Like, I've been in this for so long, but I've gone, like, very little places.
Yes, but you've hit the major, like, I don't know, you've built up such a community, though, in these few places that it's, like, it makes sense to me. It really does. Yeah, our last trip, we covered so much ground. We did, like, all of, you know, California, Oregon, mm-hmm. Utah, Nevada, Arizona, like, all of that, and met up with a million people, stuff like that. But, yeah, no, even us, like, sometimes we travel so fast that, like, I wish we could have stayed and spent more time with certain people and stuff. Like, we had a jet right off of UP.
That was one thing, like, going up to New Hampshire, we missed Massachusetts. I know I butchered that. Like, we went right through it. And I was like, well, wait, there's so much cool stuff
I know,
to see here. Like, can we stay for, like, a day? Just went right through it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Like, all right, I'll come back. But, like, this is sad. Yeah. That's how I felt leaving even the UP. Like, I think everyone was headed somewhere around Michigan. And I was, like, wanted to stay so bad.
Yes.
But, yeah, I can't. I think we went to Utah after, maybe, something like that. But, yeah, no, I totally got you on that. So we've kind of covered some of these already. But let's hear some highs and lows that you have found with this lifestyle.
Oh boy. Definitely, like, a high for me would, it's just seeing so much stuff.
Yeah.
And learning so much stuff that you wouldn't think you would learn.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting people, a low. Sometimes you just, like, there's some days where you just are done with everyone.
Yeah.
And you want to be out of the bus and, like, or that day is just raining and you're stuck in the bus.
Yes.
I would have to say, like, the small space does get to you to a point. And you're like, if so help me, if you look at me, you know, we're fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I totally feel you on that one. I feel like you said, you usually have people in your space. How do you deal with that? Like, do you have any tips on that?
Everyone that I have in me, like, in my bus, I genuinely, like, we're always playing a game or have a movie going on. And then, like, everyone, like, once someone is done, like, everyone will respect that.
Yeah.
There's been some times where people have just, it's just gone over their heads and, like, people have just stormed out of the bus of, like, I need 5 seconds but y'all are loud.
Yep.
That was one thing, like, about me and Brett is I'm a tremendous night owl.
Me too. Yes.
He can do that for about one night and then he's got to go to bed early. But then when I'm just up in the front yakking away or, you know, playing music and he's just like, yo, you got to go to bed. And it's like, well, I'm not tired.
Yeah.
So that one's been a learning progress, like, especially, like, now. Like, my one friend Lila that I have with me. Every night since we've been here, we have not gone to bed, like, past two.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's the party weekend. It's fine.
Yeah. Me and my friends do the thing where we're like, okay, good night at, like, 11. And then I'm like, Amara, are you still awake? She's like, yes. And we go out at, like, 1 a.m. for, like, I don't know, 30 minutes and, like, chat.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I feel like these events are so, like, constant all the time. Like, you want to have every waking second with your people. And, like, in the best way, though.
Yes. Like,
I mean, I've had to recharge a couple days, but because it gets, it gets a lot.
There's some times where, you know, it's, hey, I've seen your face for too long. In the most politest way, you got to go somewhere else. I'm going to sit here.
For a sec. Yeah.
You know, this sounds really weird, but, like, if everyone's gone, I'm cleaning the bus.
Yeah.
Like, I'm putting my headphones in, and I'm sitting with myself cleaning the bus.
Yes.
Like, I still, like, can't sit still, period. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me. Like, it really does.
Or, you know, like, sometimes, like, our one friend, Kanai, who sadly isn't here.
Yes, I noticed that.
We love him. He spent a total of 6 months with us last year.
Oh my gosh.
Through the span of the entire year.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, he's very straightforward of, like, hey, I don't want to kick you out of your own home, but I'm going to sit here with my headphones on and I'm going to do your dishes for you, but you need to be quiet. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, you're valid. Like, seems fine to me. Yeah.
Conversations and, like, talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, conversating and, like, hey, I need this. Like, you need a good listener and you need a good talker.
Yes.
Or, you know, and if you could find those people that share both sides of the coin, is just cherish that person, and, you know, life is going to be amazing for both sides. Yes. Even when it's rough times and you're like, I want to rip you apart and you want to do that to me too. You know,
that makes perfect sense to me. Like, yeah, you have to find, especially if you're living with those people, like you said. Like, I haven't lived with my friends, so that kind of, you know, I'm not totally sure on that, but it makes perfect sense to me. Like,
communication really is key.
Absolutely. So you have a pretty good amount of friends here, like, at this event. Do you have any tips on, like, keeping the drama or conflict out of your circle? Like, do you have any tips on that?
Communication.
Yeah.
I'd like to, like, I am very an open person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really about, like, honesty and, you know, hey, if there's a problem and, you know, you need me to leave so you could talk to your person in a safe space, or if you guys need to walk away from the group but, you know, feel like you can't do that because, you know, you're with a group, that's my thing. Like, just be straightforward and, like, open.
Yeah.
I take the drama as it comes. I try to find, like, a non-dramatic way to deal with it, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, no, I feel like you put all of these teenagers together, it's gonna happen. Like,
oh, yeah.
It just does. And, yeah, you figure it out. And if anything, like, it shows you the people who are willing to, like, pour back into you.
Right.
Figure it out with you, almost. I love asking this question. Is there anyone you've met in this community that's been, like, especially impacted you?
Ooh, Chelsea.
Oh my gosh, I love Chelsea. Oh my gosh, I love Chelsea.
So, I just learned at this event, I've known her since, the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I just found out that she's been doing bus life for 2 years.
I did not know that.
And I was like, there's no way I've been doing this longer than you have.
I thought that she had been in it way longer than that. That really surprises me. Her and the Trouts, in my mind, I'm like, you've never had a house. Like, you're so wholeheartedly a nomad. Like, I'm like, dang.
And what's Ollie? Do you know who they are?
I think so.
They live in a van. She lives in a van by herself. They do all kinds of things, and they just have this nice, majestic way of talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's the way they talk about bus life, or, you know, you look at other families that have a bunch of kids in there, and it's like, hey, I've been there.
Yeah.
And they kind of, you know, say the same things that you're going through with, like, the sibling rivalries or, you know, stuff like that. And that resonates with me, you know.
All right, guys. So that is when the computer died. But we were right about to wrap up this episode. And thank you guys so much for listening. This is one that is very, very special to me. And I was looking forward to for a really long time. And make sure to follow A Kid in the Parking Lot on Instagram, which is Safran. And make sure to subscribe on YouTube and Spotify, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you guys so much, and I will talk to y'all soon. Bye!